Sechet Zayta Paragalef Mishnechet Shimshoin Halach Acher Enov Lefichach Nikru Plishtim Et Enov Shenemar Vayochzu Plishtim Vayinakru Et Enov. Shimshon followed after his eyes, as the pasuk says, "Vayomer Shimshon O'Aviv Osa Kachli Kihi Yashara Be'Enai." So therefore, he was punished that the plishtim poked out his eyes. This is mida k'neged mida. Avshalom nitga b'saro lefichach nitla b'saro. Avshalom was very haughty about his hair. His hair looked very good. So therefore, he was punished in this way, and his hair got stuck to the tree, and he hung there until he was killed. Ulefisha ba'al eser pilakshe of it. Lefichach nitnu ba'al eser lanbius. And because he was Baal, his father's 10 mistresses, therefore 10 lances were poked into him. Shenemar vayosobu asar anashim noisei kleyoa vayaku et avshalom vayimisu. As the pasuk said, the 10 people who were holding Yoav's things surrounded him, and they hit Avshalom and they killed him. Ulefi sheganav shlosha levavos. And because he stole 3 hearts, lev aviv, v'lev bezdin, v'lev yisrael. Shenemar vayiganev Avshalom et lev anche Yisrael. Avshalom stole the hearts of the people of Yisrael. How did he steal their hearts? Chazal tell us that Avshalom asked his father David to write him a letter saying that whichever 2 people he showed this letter to should come with him. And he showed this letter to 2 people, then to another 2 people, until he had gathered together a lot of people. 200 of them were Rashi Sanhedrios. So therefore he stole lev aviv, lev bezdin, v'lev kol Yisrael. Lefichach nitku bo shlosha shvatim. So therefore, since he stole 3 hearts, he had 3 sticks poked into him. Shenemar vayikach shlosha shvatim bekapo vayitzke and belev Avshalom. And the pasuk says that he took 3 sticks in his palm and he stuck them into the heart of Avshalom. Maseches Zayta Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes. V'chein le'inyan ha'tovah. Just like we found in the previous 2 Mishnayot, that when a person does an avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes him in the same way that he did the avera. So too, when a person does a mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards him in the very same way he did the mitzvah. But there is a difference between midas hatov and midas haperonius. As Kadosh Baruch Hu will reward somebody for a mitzvah more than what he actually did, while Kadosh Baruch Hu will not punish somebody for more than what he did. Miriam himtina lemoisha sha'achas, shenemar v'teisata v'achoisoi meirachos. Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu when he was put in the oar by Yocheved to see what would happen to him for 1 hour. As the pasuk said that his sister stood from a distance. L'fichach nid'akvu lo Yisrael shiva yamin b'midbor shenemar v'am lo nasa ad he'aseh Miriam. Therefore, the whole Klai Yisrael waited for her 7 days in the midbor, as the pasuk said that the Am did not travel until Miriam got better. Yosef zocha likbor et aviv v'ein ba'achiv gadol mimenu. Yosef was zocha to bury his father and to bring Yaakov to Eretz Yisrael, and none of his brothers were greater than Yosef, as Yosef was a melech. As the pasuk said, Shenemar v'yal Yosef likbor et aviv v'yal imo gam rechav gam parashim. And Yosef went up to Eretz Yisrael to bury his father, and cavalry and chariots went with him. Milanu gadol meYosef shlo nisasek bo ela Moshe. Who is zocha the more covered leaning kfura than Yosef? As nobody with nisasek is kfura except Moshe Rabbeinu himself. This is a great covered for Yosef, as Moshe was the greatest among Klai Yisrael, and he was the one that was involved in the burying of Yosef. Moshe zocha ba'atmos Yosef ve'ein biYisrael gadol mimenu. Moshe was zocha to do the mitzvah of bringing the Atmos Yosef out of Mitzrayim, and there was nobody in Yisrael who was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar v'yikach Moshe et Atmos Yosef imo, as the pasuk said that Moshe Rabbeinu took the Atmos Yosef together with him when they left Mitzrayim. Mi gadol mi Moshe shlo nisasek bo elo hamakom. Who was zocha to greater cover than Moshe Rabbeinu l'nin kfura? Then nobody was involved in the kfura Moshe Rabbeinu except the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar v'yikpor oso begai. As the pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe and Guy. Lo al Moshe bovad amru ela akoa tzadikim. Shenemar b'halach lefanecha tzidkecha kavod Hashem yasvecha. Not only Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha to this great kavod that Kadosh Baruch Hu was involved in his kfura, all the tzadikim have this kavod that Kadosh Baruch Hu was involved in their kfura. As the pasuk says, that the tzedakah that you did while you were alive go in front of you when you die, and the kavod of Hashem brings your nefesh back to where it came from, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was zocheh to the great madrega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in the burial of his guf. Also, other tzaddikim, although they are not zocheh to this madrega, as people have to bury their guf, but they are zocheh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in bringing the nefesh back to its makor.